Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning will be Germanic Community College and specifically the workforce program. We have done a number of shows on workforce over the years, and we're back to do one again today. Martha O'Keefe back, the Associate Vice President for Workforce. Martha, good morning and welcome. It's been way too long since we've talked workforce.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks for having us today. We've got a lot of great new programs and services that we're very excited to share this morning. So thanks for having us.
Good to have you back. Also back, Kim Rodenberg is here, and Sharon Williams here making. This is your first time. I think you've been in here, Sharon.
This is my first time here. Well, I'm really excited about being here.
Well, it's good to have you here. And Kim, it's always good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back. Thank you.
Workforce in general, Martha, this is something that impacts all of us, or all of us have an opportunity to take part and in learn and better ourselves, or maybe even make a career change because of workforce.
Right, Ted. For folks who may not be familiar with Germana Center for Workforce, we are the division of the college that provides training and skills and career enhancement. So it's the kinds of programs where people can come in a relatively short period of time, get some skills to help them either get a new job or improve in their current job.
This all has really, really taken off, I think, just because of what happened in 08 with the economy.
Absolutely. And, just thinking about our show today, and we gathered all kinds of information, but the Center for Workforce has really grown in the last year in particular in terms of our programs, our services, even our physical locations where we can reach the community and offer those skills training.
That's interesting, because I was thinking that was the case, but I wasn't sure if I was just paying attention. But so many courses and so many offerings, and we're going to focus on a bunch of them today, mm-hmm. but this is just scratching the surface.
Absolutely. Our primary focus are in the fields of IT and computer technology, business and professional, manufacturing and industry, and healthcare. We have a huge emphasis as well on credentials and certifications and courses that can help people get the skills they need, finish those skills training, go out and actually get a job. So that's really exciting.
Kim, for somebody like you, when you're working with people and getting them plugged in, it's got to be exciting.
It is. It's very exciting to help people. Sometimes it's older adults that have decided to change careers, or something's happened and it's just they need a new skill set. And it's very fun. It's very rewarding.
Well, I mean, in a lot of cases, I'm sure you run into people who's through no fault of their own, something's happened to their job or their career's ended, and they don't know what to do. And I'm sure they come in with you guys and are glassy-eyed and trying to figure things out.
That's very true. And we've had some local companies that have closed, and folks have been doing mm-hmm. the same job for years. That's the only skill set they've had. And they're, thinking that they were going to retire there, and then now they're facing a new career. And it is nice to see them find some comfort and get some confidence and new skills and find new jobs.
Sharon, you and Kim are both the business and career coordinators. I'm sure you run into a lot of people who come in and sitting down with all of you, and this is the fact that workforce and what Germana offers is there is probably a complete surprise to a lot of people.
Absolutely is. And what people are looking for as they do their career change sometime is, what is a field that I can get in that's going to really increase my potential for moving forward and improving in my life? And so they look at IT and healthcare, which is where I am predominantly involved in, and it really is exciting.
And that's a field I know where there are a lot of needs, and you're helping people in all cases, helping people get the training they need to be able to better themselves.
Absolutely, especially with the IT certification, we've got a increased demand in that area, and also with healthcare, certain classes, and both areas have the certifications that come with them. So it really is exciting helping people in those fields.
Martha, we've been talking about, you've been coming in here for years talking about workforce, and not, like you said, over the past year or so, things have really changed, because I think of when we first started talking about this, and it's gotten so specific, and just the amount of stuff out there now is pretty amazing.
Yeah, Ted, we've probably got several hundred courses we offer each semester. Germana has several locations for the workforce division. Our largest region, of course, is Fredericksburg here in this area, but we offer courses out in Culpeper. We have a new Caroline Center that recently opened. We do have some classes at Locust Grove, and occasionally, if there's space, we can squeeze in up at the Stafford Center. So we've really expanded our footprint and the number of courses.
If someone's hearing this and they're part of the group of, you know, I didn't even know these kind of things were available. I thought you went to Germana and you took classes and you got your associate's degree and then you moved on. Mm-hmm. What's the best way to be initially contact, or where can a person go, or what are the best ways to find out more and to talk to people?
Yeah, well, there are several different ways to get involved. Certainly, folks can stop by any of the college campuses and ask some questions. They can give us a call. We're trying to get more and more information on our website, so that's a good avenue as well. Germana has an adult career coach, and we've had the coach for a couple of years, and she actually sits down and works one-on-one individually with adults who are looking for career guidance. Which way should I go? What am I best suited for? Kind of takes a whole look at the person's situation and helps guide them through some decisions and some courses.
So, Kim, as far as a coach goes, how does that work?
She is available. She rides the circuit, as we say. So she'll come to where you are, any one of our campus locations,
okay,
to meet with you. It's best to set an appointment because she's on the road so often.
Yeah.
But what's nice, again, as Martha said, is that she is specifically working with adults, so not your typical college student. And she can give them advice that really is tailored to their needs, resume advice, just the confidence. And then sometimes people come in thinking, I may want to choose this career path, and she'll look at what's in demand as far as careers, mm-hmm, and help guide them and say, maybe this is a better fit for you. So it's a nice one-on-one experience, and it's a way to get folks on campus that might not have thought about coming back to school.
Well, and in this particular case especially, nobody's the same. Everybody's different.
Exactly. And that's why it's nice to have the one-on-one conversation with her. And everyone's needs are different. Some people know exactly what they want to do. They come in and just need a little help getting into the right class. And others, as we talked about, are just kind of at a loss, and she can help guide them.
Because I'm sure with a lot of people, like you say, if a business closes, or somebody all of a sudden discovers they need to work for a few more years, what do I do? To have somebody who can guide them through the system and show them what's available.
Exactly. And it's not uncommon. And I think that sometimes people feel very alone, kind of a lack of confidence that you're facing this big decision that you didn't think you'd have to face again. And it's very comforting to have someone to talk to about it. And I'm not alone, and I've got help out there. And
yeah.
Yeah, and our adult career coach, she also helps connect her students and clients with other resources in the community. So she's really plugged into services and other programs. You know, if someone needs veterans assistance or financial assistance or any other kind of support services, she'll make those connections and recommendations.
Germana.edu that's the main website.
That is, Ted. But if they want to drill down and see what's happening in workforce, you just germana.edu/workforce.
Workforce. Easy enough. Martha O'Keefe here, Kim Rodenberg, Sharon Williams. We're talking about Germana's workforce program this morning. We'll get into a lot of the specific programs that may interest you or someone you know when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's Germana Community College and their terrific workforce program, our focus this morning. Sharon Williams and Kim Rodenberg here, along with Martha O'Keefe. Martha, coming soon is going to be something called FredCat. And I know it's got a lot of great things about it. Its name, I don't know that it can be better than the name, just to say, I work at FredCat.
Yeah, so I've been waiting for you to ask about this, Ted. We are very, very, very excited about the FredCat Center. And this is going to be an entirely new space that Germana has, located in Central Park, so very nearby, Central Park Boulevard. And FredCat is the Fredericksburg Center for Advanced Technology. It's not a huge space. It'd probably be about 8,000 square feet we're working on right now. But FredCat is going to house a center for apprenticeship training, technology training, credentials, and we're also going to have a makerspace there where folks and businesses and individuals can come in, get subscriptions for little cubicles to work on high-tech projects. We got a lot of equipment that we're going to have in there, and this is going to be the first of its kind in this region. We're just truly thrilled about it. As might be imagined, a lot of work and planning needs to go into this. We've been working hard for about 2 years on this. Folks are probably pretty familiar with the state budget, not very good. But we've been lucky enough. The stars have aligned well for this. We do have some state grant funding. And we've also got a partnership funding with the Virginia Asphalt Association. In addition, the Fredericksburg EDA has approved some funding for us as well. So cobbling together these monies and the demand for the community and the growth in our certifications, we're just thrilled to have this here.
Boy, this is I'm sure a long time in coming of and really something you have worked for. And you think of the when you talk about the cubicles and what that will mean to businesses who may not be able to afford some of the technology, but can come and get a cubicle and be able to use some of that stuff.
Right, right. And some of the equipment that we're going to have there, it's kind of high end. I know about some of it, but not all of it. But we'll have capability for 3D printing, PLCs, which is programmable logic controls, computer numeric controls, pneumatics and hydraulics. We'll do some project management there. The Black Belt Six Sigma, backflow prevention, OSHA, and all of our apprenticeship programs. So if that's and that's actually a little bit of the tip of the iceberg, Ted, of the capabilities that we'll have there.
I was hoping you could go into really details on all of those.
Well, we might have to set up a couple more shows in order to do that.
No, I didn't even know what you were talking about. But that shows the depth. I'm sure there are people, lots of people, who know what all of that is. But to have that available is just fantastic.
Yeah, Ted, the apprenticeship programs are very different from they were when they were a generation ago. The apprenticeship programs today are very technical, are very industrial, have a lot of computer technology, and require a lot of very specific technical skills. What goes hand in hand with that is folks who complete those programs are really in the queue for some excellent jobs with superior career growth potential. So, you know, Germana is at the forefront of that, and we work very closely with our employers to try to get them the training they need and prepare the workforce. Just real quick, our apprenticeship programs were established out at the Culpeper Center, at the Daniel Technology Center. Had some success there, but we're finding more and more of the employers and the students in this region wanted those programs here. And it takes space for all that equipment.
Right, yeah.
So again, we're just so excited about this opportunity to provide for the Fredericksburg region.
Well, and Martha, when you just said a few minutes ago about apprenticeship isn't what it was a decade ago, that as we talked this morning, that's really what workforce is not, in what Germana offers isn't what it was a decade ago. It's really changed, and as Kim talked about people coming in and the need for a coach. If you know of someone who's just at you know, the end of their rope, or you know, people who are looking for ways to better themselves, it doesn't hurt to go to the website and look at things and look at what's offered workforce wise.
Yeah, a lot of the programs that we do through workforce create great pathways to the academic and the degree programs, and we're working on that. You know, how can we better align our programs so students can start, you know, with a workforce workforce class, perhaps move into an apprenticeship, and then perhaps a degree program. But, you know, a lot of students coming out of high school, you know, they may not be ready for a four-year degree or a two-year degree. They may not know what they want to do and may not have had a lot of success. Mm-hmm. So the workforce programs are just an awesome opportunity for any number of options. And as Kim mentioned earlier, and Sharon as well, you know, students, adults will come to us in transition. You know, yeah. What can I do? So the workforce really great opportunities on a lot of different levels.
Or and it's not just people who find themselves in a jam. You might be in a job right now and you look at something else that's available and you say, I can make a lot more money and I might be more satisfied doing this.
Well, yeah, you know, sometimes we joke among ourselves, you know, here we are at the college working, we're all very passionate about it. But, you know, we see a lot of the labor statistics, and the income potential. So there are a lot of options out there for everybody.
Including us, but we won't talk about them.
Sharon, one of the things, the Caroline Center is something, and that hasn't been open all that long, has it?
No, it hasn't been, just over a year. And we are offering several classes there for some of the folks who might not be easily available to get to the Fredericksburg and Culpeper campuses. And that center is really getting some focus with the different classes that we're offering.
What are some of the things that are offered at the center in Caroline?
Well, right now we've got several IT and business classes and industrial classes there as well. We've got the Microsoft Office classes. We also have marketing and internet classes. We've got some of the business and industrial classes there as well. Specifically, I don't know if you want me to go down the list, but they can also call us, and the information is also on our website with the specific classes.
Well, for Germana, having something in Caroline like that, you're reaching a lot of people. You just think between Caroline, Fredericksburg, and Culpeper, there's something nearby.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've got program managers there at different times, too, so folks can come in and talk with us, and we'll be able to assist them.
Well, and I know things just whether in these classes cover and what you're offering covers such a wide area. I mean, it can be high tech, it can be things like being a mason or trades.
Absolutely, and healthcare. We've got healthcare classes there as well.
And healthcare is a huge field now.
Absolutely. We are also looking at several certifications in that area. We've got our medical office assistant, which is in demand. We've got our billing and coding, the phlebotomy classes, and those classes are really getting – we've got a waiting list.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I think you start looking at what's offered workforce-wise, and you see sometimes you don't need to take many classes to get a certification.
Absolutely. You can just get one area that you want to be certified in. Some programs have a connection with the next class. But for example, in healthcare, you can get your certification in phlebotomy. You can get a certification in clinical medical assistant. You can get a certification in medical office assistant. So all these classes really have specific certification that can guide someone to a very good income opportunity.
Well, and a lot of times too, you start getting some of these certifications and you can get a job right away and keep adding to that, and then you can move up.
Absolutely. We have employers who call us and let us know, listen, when you've got graduates, let us know. And some of them come in, or we might go to an employment workshop. So we have connections for students before they graduate even, which is really an awesome opportunity for people coming in, taking the classes, and getting their certifications. And sometimes before they get their certification, they've got some interest with an employer.
Martha, you said something a few minutes ago was interesting, because I always had figured that workforce was older people coming in, but I guess it doesn't have to be, that it can be someone even getting out of high school that doesn't know exactly what they want to do, and they want to try their hand at something.
Yes, Ted. So workforce, of course, is set up for adults, but that's 18 and up. So there are a lot of opportunities for students completing high school, actually even those who don't complete high school and who are of an age and at a stage where they want to move into some training. We're forging some closer relationships as well with the local school divisions to, you know, help provide those pathways. Now, especially with the Fred Catt Center, we've actually had some conversation with some of the local high schools that the Fred Catt Center will be a facility where high school kids, well, first off, can come in and tour and see mm-hmm. what we've got. We've also talked about some kids programs or high school student programs that we could run, you know, during holidays or during the summer to expose students to these different careers. We also, as I mentioned earlier, we have some close connections with businesses, and for students who have expressed a strong interest and a desire, we've actually been successful with connecting some of those students in the apprenticeship programs and employment, students that are leaving high school. So a lot of opportunities there.
Now, a lot of times people get really down when they can't find a job, and they, you know, it just seems to be endless. And while you're looking, it sounds like it's worth your time to check out Workforce and look for ways, look for avenues that you might be able to pick up some training, and who knows what happens.
Yeah, and especially with the apprenticeship programs, the students are actually employed, so they're getting that job experience. Sharon talked a minute ago about the healthcare programs. A number of those we embed, it's called a clinical experience. So the students are actually working in a healthcare setting. They're in class at the same time. And then that paves the way for them to have a job. And, you know, there's so much emphasis now on internships and experience. And because it's tough these days, you know, to get work. So when students can get that hands-on experience through a class at Germana, that's just one more plus for them.
Germana.edu/workforce is where you can start looking for information. You can always stop by any of the campuses, too, and talk to somebody. Martha O'Keefe, Kim Rodenberg, Sharon Williams here. Much more to talk about as we talk about workforce at Germana Community College. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA, it's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Germana Community College and Workforce, our focus this morning. Sharon Williams, Kim Rodenberg, and Martha O'Keefe all here talking about it. Wait, Martha, the one thing, as you guys have talked about workforce and everything that's involved, don't blink because it changes. If you're not offering something right now, you could be in 6 months. This seems to be really a very fluid kind of work of what you're all involved with.
Yeah, that's so true, Ted. But we try to reflect what's happening in the local economy, and things change very quickly. IT programs, computer programs, everything evolves very quickly. And the workforce division, we are set up to respond to that. I don't know if you've heard about the asphalt training certifications yet, Ted.
Yeah, but that was really for Germana to get something like that was really a very big thing.
Exactly. We have some good working relationships with some of the contractors in our region, as well as, you know, connections at the state level and relationships with the different state departments. But the Virginia Department of Transportation has been eager to partner with community colleges to have the colleges provide their asphalt certification training. And, you know, asphalt, pavements, roads, we're out there every day. There's, I don't know how many miles of asphalt in Virginia, Ted, but quite a few there. And there's a lot of technology that goes into that.
And these are careers that really pay a lot.
They are. There's a lot of potential there. But Germana's been able to partner with the Virginia Asphalt Association and Virginia Department of Transportation to provide all of the asphalt certifications throughout Virginia. So we anticipate over 1,000 students and certifications a year. And some of the courses include asphalt field, asphalt plant, surfacing materials. Gets very technical in terms of how those materials are put together, how they're tamped down, how they are evaluated. So it is quite technical. Students who come through those programs, attain the certification, have a strong likelihood of being able to work for those asphalt contractors. And then from there, the sky's the limit. They can get entry-level job and move up. They even have certainly advanced degrees in engineering that folks can aspire to. So a lot of opportunity.
Who knew?
Well, it's been a whole new vocabulary for us, Ted. We've learned quite a lot, so it's been a lot of fun, too.
When this was announced in Richmond a couple of years ago, I remember thinking, okay. And all of a sudden, you started hearing the careers that were available and the type of training that needed to be done. And this is really exciting that the Germana is really the point place for this.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. And again, we're just so excited to be here because part of it is us trying to get the word out so that folks know of these opportunities. And people can give us a call. We can give more information on that and really help students on these career paths. So we appreciate the opportunity to be here again, Ted.
Well, it's good to have you here. Kim, one of the things, paying for all of this sometimes is in the back of someone's mind because you can be thinking, well, this all sounds good, but how do I pay for it? And one of the things is the Workforce Credentials Grant that's tuition assistance.
Yes, we are really excited. This is fairly new. It's less than a year old. And prior to this, we had no grants available really for workforce classes. Usually financial aid is just you think of credit classes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Workforce Credential Grant works for several of our classes, including the asphalt, some of our asphalt classes. But CDL, that's one of our big in-demand training opportunities. People are getting jobs. It's a very high percentage rate of people getting jobs after that. We have a A-plus certification, core craft skills, and again, several of the asphalt classes are covered under this grant. And how it works is the tuition is a set price, but the student pays a third at the beginning. If they complete the class, the state kicks in the second third, and then if the student actually passes and completes the test that is associated, the credential associated with the class, then it's completely paid for, and the student's only responsible for that first third.
Okay, so that's if you follow it all the way through, that's gonna pay. It really pays for itself.
It really helps. I mean, for example, the CDL, that tuition is really high, and you know, Germana is in the norm of those tuitions, but it's about $4,500, which is a lot. And that's a lot for somebody to pay for tuition. I mean, once they complete it and they get the job, they're going to have a good salary. But just to get the foot in the door and get the training. So with this Workforce Credentials Grant, the students only have to pay a third of that. So $1,500 makes it much more affordable.
Yeah, boy, that's something to be looking at. Do you have to be a Virginia resident to qualify for this?
Yes, that is correct. There are some regulations associated with it, but they can contact us to find out what those are. It's also on our website. And it's also associated. We have another grant called the FANTIC Grant. You also have to be a Virginia resident. That's the financial assistant for non-credit training for industry credentials. What's really exciting is those two grants can be combined. So it's the same classes, and as Martha referenced, the CDL class, the FANTIC grant can actually cover up to 90% of the tuition. So if a student goes with the WCG and pays a third, and they qualify for FANTIC, they actually end up paying only a 90% or 10% of the third. It's a little complicated.
Yeah, there's some math in there, but the bottom line is they could get that CDL training and certification for $150, Ted.
So don't necessarily look at what the tuition cost is. Look, ask some questions or look around at what's available for financial aid.
It's worth contacting us and talking to our career coach and getting more details because people might be eligible and not realize it.
And the fact when you said that the Workforce Credential Grant is fairly new, it sounds like that some of the financial aid is more financial aid is becoming available for workforce classes than it may have been a few years ago.
Right. People are recognizing the fact that credentials can be obtained quickly. People that have been laid off and need a job quickly don't have time to go back to school, or maybe they just need to get that job. This is a way to do it.
Yeah. No, it's definitely something to look at. Again, it's go to the Germana website, germana.edu/workforce. We'll show you all the courses and what is out there. I know, Kim, you're involved with some summer kids programs.
Yep.
And I guess is that just to introduce kids to what's out there and what's available?
It is. They're fun classes. For example, this year we're doing Minecraft Modders, which is for rising 3rd through 9th graders, so quite a large age group. And then video game animation, and that's a new one for us. But yes, those are all, you know, computer IT related, but they're fun.
Yeah.
The kids really enjoy it, and it definitely not only introduces them to IT kind of things, but also coming on campus and being familiar with Germana.
And boy, to have those kind of for kids, gives them kind of an outlook of what's available in the world.
Right, exactly.
So to be doing this, and again, Martha, workforce. We've talked about a number of things today, but we're just hardly touching anything of what's available if you go onto that website.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, we have probably close to 300 course offerings every semester, from everything from basic computer skills to IT certifications. We do a lot with customer service, leadership. We do a lot of OSHA, industrial. We even have courses on, how to fix your electric lamps if you want to have those skills, kind of home improvement things. We do some language courses. We do some photography. So a wide range to meet all those different needs in the community.
As far as Sharon Williams here also with Germana Community College and Workforce, Sharon, as far as when the classes are they at different times to meet people's needs?
They are at different times. And the wonderful thing about the way we schedule our classes is that we look at when people would be working and what's the best time to schedule a class to meet the need. We also have it on the weekends. And we just offered one of our high-tech certification classes, which is the A-plus class, and it's WCG. It's grant-funded. And we offered it for the first time on a Sunday, and in 2 days we had to cut off registration and create a waiting list. That's how much of a demand that is. So we really try and taper the schedule to meet the need of the students coming in, and it really is exciting to be able to offer the classes and meet the needs of the public as well.
Well, and that just shows you never know, because you would think, well, nobody's going to want to do this on a Sunday, but maybe that works out. Maybe that's the best day that works out.
Yeah, well, it does, and students can register online, Ted, and we monitor those registrations and see how the classes are coming along. But with that A-plus class, oh my gosh, that just exploded, and we looked in the system. It's like 17 students, and usually we keep those classes a little smaller, so there's more, a tighter ratio between students and instructors. So Sharon was very busy seeing how else we could schedule to fit all those students in.
Does it vary the length of classes? I mean, some can be just a few classes, some can be more. Is that kind of how this works?
Yes, based on the demand and the credential for that class. Some class might be 45 hours. The A-plus class, for example, is 8 to 7 hours. It runs about 19 weeks. And so when we schedule the classes, we might schedule it 2 or 3 times per week, depending on how long the session is.
And I have classes that are 3 hours total. So it's classes on social media and for business, personal finance, things that are smaller workshops. You can come in and just kind of get a refresher, some information.
And we also have where we customize classes. Businesses will call us, and they might want us to create a program for them. And we will work with the business's schedule. We'll bring the instructors to the facility where the business is, or they will come to Germana. So we work around a number of different demands.
Yeah, for example, now we're working with a manufacturer in Culpeper, and a number of their employees, their primary or their first language is Spanish. So we're setting up the class so it's delivered in one classroom in English and the other classroom in Spanish, because that helps meet that employer's needs. So it's a lot of fun and keeps us rolling.
I was going to say, there's never a dull moment with you guys.
No, not at all.
Because I've been over there different times, and Kim, I've seen you going into rooms and making sure that, you know, the projector works, or that the professor or the teacher has what they need, and that there's enough chairs, and that there's, you know, there's, and I guess you're all doing that. You're running around and making sure everything's going smooth.
We do so much. It's a nice variety. I love it. We're sometimes doing seminars, and we do an administrative professionals day for admins in the area. But yes, we're running around and getting a little familiar with everything from asphalt to IT to healthcare. So it's fun.
Do you have trouble at times getting enough teachers or people that can teach these classes? And
we're always looking for new teachers. We have a good cadre now, but as programs evolve, as needs evolve, we're always looking for new faculty. We require three things of our faculty, Ted. One, subject matter expertise. Do they know the subject inside and out? Two, have they had experience and success in the classroom or teaching? And three, do they bring passion and enthusiasm? So those are the three things we look for, and if folks have expertise, please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. We have found that our students respond particularly well to faculty and instructors who have actually worked in the field. Mm-hmm. You know, bringing in sort of the academic and philosophical background is important, but for faculty who have the hands-on, boots-on-the-ground experience, we find, especially with our adult students, that resonates really well with them. So we'd love to hear from potential new faculty as well.
Germana.edu/workforce. Martha O'Keefe, Kim Rodenberg, Sharon Williams here. We'll wrap this up as we talk about workforce at Germana on Newstalk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's Germana Community College and their workforce program. Martha O'Keefe, Kim Rodenberg, Sharon Williams here this morning talking about it. Before we get out of here, a couple of things. Kim, you were talking about the summer, the kids programs. If someone's interested for their kids, maybe for their grandkids, to find out more about this, go to the website. That's the best place to get information on that?
Yes, that's right. They're being offered between July 31st and August 4th, but registration is going on now. So it's and we keep our classes small in that, so the kids have plenty of one-on-one time. So good to go ahead and get registered now.
Yeah, a lot of parents like to get their kids' schedules set well in advance.
Yeah.
So this is the time of year. The classes do get full. So for parents and grandparents looking to get their kids scheduled, give us a call soon.
We also have an early class in Culpeper that's starting that last week in June. So for parents who might want to chip in on that one, that's going to be that last week, the 26th of June, I believe, that one starts.
Okay. So get on that. I mean, those dates seem like a long way away now, but before you know it, they're here.
And, you know, we have a cap of 15. So if people really are interested in getting their students, their children into those classes, it would be good to either call us at 540-891-3012. Or they can visit the website.
Okay. And again, that phone number. Give that phone number one
that
more time.
That phone number again is 540-891-3012. And that rings directly to the Workforce Department.
Okay. Okay. And Sharon, you talked a little bit earlier this morning about when we were about what's available in Caroline. Lots of good stuff there. And you may be a person who lives in Thornburg or even Hanover, and you're thinking, well, that, you know, it's too far away. Caroline's the spot for you.
Absolutely. And one of the things we're looking at, this is in the discussion stage right now, is to offer one of those high-tech certification classes in Caroline, which is the A+, and that is a fundamental IT certification course. It's in line with stackable credentials because right after A+, the next certification is Network Plus and then Security Plus. And we find that if someone would have all three of those certification, the sky's the limit. Hmm. And they can come out of high school and start those certifications. And
wow,
they're scheduled so that they don't conflict. So after someone takes the A+ class, then they can go into Network Plus and then Security Plus.
Wow, that's interesting that you can, because you may be a person who's, that this is what you want to do, and 4 or even 2 years of college is not what you need. You just need the certifications.
You get 3 certifications, and you really are good with that. We're excited about those programs.
It's worth looking into. And as we talked about when we started, Martha, it's a new day. Things aren't the way they were even just a few years ago.
Yeah, we're seeing more growth in building and construction as well, Ted. And just to follow up on Sharon's comments about the Caroline Center, one of our newest apprenticeship programs, the Masonry Apprenticeship, is held at the Caroline Center. And, you know, we cobble things together the best we can, and there just happens to be some vacant space right next, close by to the Caroline Center. And that landlord has allowed us to actually do some of the hands-on masonry right there. So students can be in the Caroline Center and then step over to the other facility and lay some bricks and block.
And to pay for all this, Kim, it's worth checking out what's called the Workforce Credentials Grant.
That's right. Also the FANTIC grant. We have two grants available to explore.
So there are ways to pay for all of this, and don't just look at the price and necessarily think, oh, my
absolutely
goodness, I can't do that.
Right. Absolutely. Please contact us.
The big thing, I guess, we'll be hearing about later this spring is going to be FredCat over in Central Park.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. We don't have a hard opening date as yet, but we are anticipating late spring to early summer. So we'll have to see how that build out comes along and all of those details. But it's coming soon in Fredericksburg near you.
Well, and it's going to be a situation where you can take classes, but also it's for the business community is going to be able to maybe, you know, rent a cubicle and use some of the technology that's
some
there.
Some of the makerspace and make use of that equipment. Consider new businesses, function a little bit like an incubator and startup. We have good connections as well with the startup community and business community. So Germana is there to serve our community, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, and Sharon, I guess the other thing with workforce is it doesn't matter. It's not necessarily on the same schedule as school would be, and so workforce is there anytime you need it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, regarding customized classes, if someone, a business, might be interested in having us come out to them, or having their employees come to Germana to take a class, we can customize a class to fit your needs.
Germana.edu/workforce, or just stop by Germana and talk to somebody about this. Martha O'Keefe, Sharon Williams, and Kim Rodenberg, thank you all for coming. Boy, Martha, I haven't seen you in a while, and things have changed.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. We're thrilled to have been here today.
Once FredCat gets going, we'll have to have you come back, and
we'd be pleased.
We'll do another show. Thank you all. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
That's it for Town Talk. We will see you tomorrow. We will talk about heart health on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.